opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Here we go. Welcome to another episode, another show of the Mike Radio Show here at DDV Radio. Of course, you're listening to www.mikebroadcastddv.com, www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And we're here for another Saturday show, another teach, another training. I am so glad and excited to be back here. I just left a glorious, what I call a homegoing memorial service, of course, dedicated to my good friend, Mr. Stacy Thomas Burney. And I just left there sharing a word at the Masonic Temple, and I came straight here to be on time for my show. And I thank God for all of my supporters, all my people, all my loved ones. Thank you so much. Give honor to the Spirit of Christ, to my wife, Jamie, to my sons, my daughters, to my friends, to my M318, the KOM. God is so good. Hello, Ms. Jones. Hello, Keisha Lynch. Hello, Darisha. Hello, Pastor John Bazemore Jr. Hello, Christopher V. Johnson, my president of M318 and my social media outreach. We are excited because we're here one more time to give the devil a black eye. And we're in the middle of our drive. Of course, I have a book that's coming out this month, 177 Laws of Might. I need you to be one of the first of the 177 to order your copy. And the 90th person to order theirs today, 91st. So we need a few more people to say, McDuffie, I'm going to support you. Go to my Facebook page and let's buy a book. It's $25 a piece. Some of you can buy more than one. Some of you can come back and buy 10 or 20. Everything you go right now helps to get ready for this book that's going to be released. I'm on the Cash App, and of course, it's https://cash.me/app/VBBBTMM. And of course, my code name is $PastorMichael7. And you can also send your offerings to 447 East 23rd Street, Patterson, New Jersey, 07514. And President Crystal will, of course, post all these while I'm on this show. And that's, of course, Reverend McDuffie, Kingdom of Might Ministries. We're excited because people are really taking heed to my challenge, and people are buying books, people are sowing seed. And I'm getting people who's not stingy, the people who understand the power of what this book is going to do to help change lives. And, of course, it is a book that deals with truths to live by. And it's not a book that quotes a whole lot of scriptures in the King James Version and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It is a book that deals with life, looking at history from approximately 2009 up to this present age, and also going back in my past of the early 80s to talk about some of the funny stories I had dealing with Crash Crew, Dr. Dean Trulia, the campus life years, and some of my relationships where I fell in love and the lady left me. It's good to share some of these bios because it lets you know what God kept you through. And so we're just so glad. I was asking you, we're going to live. Excited. Amen. God bless you, Darisha. Darisha's a powerful woman of God, a cook, servant. Need to hire her to help cook for you. President Chris is always on the job, and God is worthy to be praised. I just left a homegoing service, which we did like a memorial service with Stacy. He's a cool brother, worked with him up at the detention center. I was the chaplain, and he was, of course, a very nice guy. Grew up around 23rd Street. Brother Stacy Thomas, of course, Bernie was born on February the 6th, 1967, Patterson. He was living, I believe, in Charlotte, North Carolina, and after battling several medical problems, he went on to be with the Lord. And he was surrounded by his family during his moment of departure, which I think is so powerful. And Gloria Monroe, Michael, I just wanted you to know you did a godly job at Stacy. Oh, thank you, Gloria. I just left Gloria. Thank you, Gloria. I hope, Gloria, you'll post some of the things I said that really touched you so my audience can see that my M318 ministry supporters are allowing me to preach this gospel. And I spoke today about, of course, Stacy Thomas Burney, and I talked about him being the matrix, the firstborn of the family. He is the fat her. He's the fat around the daughters. And I had his two beautiful daughters stand up as I showed him how the dad supported him and covered him. Of course, the names of the daughters, of course, is Naya and Anya. Amen. Naya and Anya. More of Anya Moore and also Naya Burney. And they're both his daughters. And he covered them very well. And looking forward to the other father figures of this family, the uncles, the big brothers, to continue to cover these two daughters because now Stacy is on the other side. And so I want to continue to talk today about the purpose of why we need to equip the saints. This is very key. I'm going to give you something. Thank you, President Crystal. Why we have to equip the saints. And I'm going to say this over and over. And I know some people get mad at me. I repeat it all the time. We have to be delivered from just the Sunday morning model at 11 o'clock a.m. service. We have to be delivered from just that model. And we got to stop acting like that model is the most important model amongst all ministries. And it's not. And that's our biggest mistake. Hello, Officer Dalton Price, one of the greatest police officers in this area. And a lot of times I hear people talk about police abuse people, police not right. Dalton Price lets me know that law enforcement can be done right. And you can have a thin line between arresting people using common sense. And Dalton Price, I think, is a highly leader amongst our law enforcement ranks here in Patterson. And he's a black brother. And he knows what's right and wrong. And he can bring correction and balance that between being arresting officer and a merciful officer trying to give you a chance. But he will bring it down on you. And his brother, I love him. Him and, of course, my good friend, my other officer friend, it'll come to me. I'm just, my head is running right now. But anyway, I want to continue to talk about something about equipping the saints. And I want to read something to you out of the Bible. And I'm going to tie it into about four different suicides that have happened in this, not area, but within our region, probably in the last 90 days, starting with the lady model that jumped off, I think, the fourth or fifth floor with her child because she was saying, I'm not going to give my child up to my husband who's trying to divorce me and leave and take the child from me. And so she commits suicide holding on to the child. Now, some of you know the story better than I do. And President Crystal, you can look up some of these information and post the names and stuff. And President Crystal, my president, she keeps it on point. And I'm really the day this year, really a lot of it is attributed to her leadership, her daughter, and her drive to push me. And because of her leadership, I'm here today 12 months later since a tremendous traumatic change in my life of July 2017. But I'm here today. And that's one of the first things about the first suicide. The second suicide I dealt with, of course, is the young lady that climbed the Arch Street Bridge on what they call that bridge, or the bridge that's on Lafayette Street, or the bridge on, of course, the street that takes you into Helden Ave. She climbed that bridge and she jumped off while our community sat there and watched her do it. And someone said they tried to stop her. I said, we didn't try hard enough. She would have got a tackle. I would have held her down. I would have had a fight with her. And because we kind of think sometimes, you know, taking pictures, video clips, trying to get our name on Facebook, trying to hit that $1 million mark so we get a check. And people were actually laughing while she climbed the top of the bridge and jumped off. And I was really bothered by that. And I think we have to do much better when it comes to really understanding our role as what I call leaders in our community. And so this is why sometimes I have to really be tough on people. And of course, that was the second type of suicide we had to deal with. And of course, the third one, of course, hold on, I got a little bad single here. I'm going to come back to this. The third one here, of course, is the young lady, Miss Spade. I think her name is Miss Spade and Katie Spade. And she had her popularity was birthed from, I think she came up with like a type of pocketbook that was very hot in the early 80s going on into the late 90s. And she made a whole lot of money. Her pocketbooks shot her to the top until I think one of the major companies bought her pocketbook in 2007 for $2.7 billion. I think Coach bought her pocketbook for $2.7 billion. Now, of course, if she made $2.7 billion, no telling how much Coach made out of it. And so I want to talk about equipping the saints. And so here is this rich, powerful woman married to a man for 24 years, Mr. Spade. I think his name was Andy Spade. Or David Spade, either Andy or David Spade, you get the correction. Were married for 24 years and they were separated. And I'm pretty sure she wanted to save her marriage, but she couldn't save it because I think the guy wanted out. He had lived in another apartment. And I think finally they say she was battling bipolar and different mental illnesses and diseases. And finally she spoke that, wrote a note, and she hung herself. And then the note she left was, I love you, daughter. Which is really gets me under my stomach. I love you, daughter. I didn't kill myself because of you. I killed myself because of Asher Daddy. And so she was smart enough, or I guess wise enough, to write a letter letting her daughter know I'm killing myself. Now, my thing is, if you're going to write that letter, you ought to write another letter before that. Hello, I need help. Please help me. I'm suffering with this mental illness. But her sister said that it was due to she didn't want to go get mental health because that would affect her market to sell pocketbooks. That would affect her brand. And so this is where that thin line comes in between mental illness, common sense, the love of money, which is the root of all evil. It's a tricky situation. And I was trying to put the mental illness things in five different categories, but I told my president, Chris, who advised me, said, McDuff, you can't be that rigid. And they run over into each other's lane, and she was so right. And it is, there's gray areas in it, but I had to try to separate at least two categories: people who just want attention versus those who suffer with depression and serious mental issues. And that's a discerning that the body of Christ have to be taught and trained. God bless you, Brenda Taylor. Yes, hello. Yes, BT, one of my supporters. M318, it's M for you. Keisha, this M for you. Dinky Alexander, one of the greatest running backs from Boys Club football. I never forget you when I'm long legs doing the sweeps, going touchdowns. Dinky, never forget you. And I'm just telling you that this mental illness thing is about to hit the roof. There has been a 30% increase in the last 10 years across our country for people who are committing suicide. And it's almost like suicide is trying to be advertised as fashionable, that it's okay to do it, and that if you take your life, your name is like some type of martyr. And it's funny, every time we hear about these people killing themselves, the newspapers, everybody talk about their good works, their charitable work, they'll be remembered. And a lot of times, why they're saying that, I want to scream and say, but make sure you say, this is not right. This is not right. To kill yourself is a form of, is an idol worship. It's the idol of worshiping self. Because you think you shouldn't have to go through pain, or you feel you should have to suffer in your life that other folks suffer. There are many people that could have took the punk way of suicide out. And I'm not saying this to disrespect people's mental illnesses, bipolar, any type of mental illness that challenges you. But there are hotlines, there are phone lines, and there's many things, many options that people ought to take before they take their lives. And so I'm going to look at this another aspect to it, another step to it. And I will admit that my view is not the only view. It's one view, but it's a view that I come up with as a man of God. And I think the view we ought to focus on. And so I'm talking about four different suicides in the last, I say, 90 days, maybe. The woman that jumps off the building in New York and takes the child with her just to strike back at her husband. And, of course, you have the lady that climbs on top of the bridge. She jumps off while everybody's taking pictures and videos. And then you got Katie Spade, who hangs herself and leaves a love note for her daughter. Say, don't blame yourself. I said, oh, God. And one of my cousins just went off, you know. And the last one, of course, is the news reporter. Went to the hotel, hung himself. He was a news reporter into cooking and food. And all four of them three of them, because the first one took the child with her. But all of them leave this void in the lives of their kids. And I wonder, do you think about what you're doing? And then some people, they don't. We're going to come back in about, how long right now? We're going to come back by 1 minute. We're going to come back in about a minute. I'm going to come back. I'm going to go back to Mark 5, and I'm going to show you why I'm building this machine through the I Am initiative of helping people out with mental illness. And I'm putting together a team, and I'm not going to be a team that stand off alone. I'm going to connect to what Reverend Sharif Bug is doing, Pastor Teresa Nance, and many others who are already doing this. I don't want you to think I'm starting something new to take away from what you're doing. I'm here to help add to you, bring people to the table that know more about this disease than I do as a pastor. All I know is demonic possession casts you out and shut devils down. But then we need other professions and other therapists and other people who are gifted and talented and educated in this medical field. And sometimes it's medication because the brain waves are off and the brain is not balanced. Many different ways of looking at this. But I'm going to really deal with the side of suicide. It's a type of self-worship. We'll come back after this break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
My thing is backwards here. All right, we're back. We're back. I don't hear no voice, though. We're back. All right, there we go. Yeah, there we go. We're back. And, of course, you're listening to, of course, www.mikebroadcastddv.com every Tuesday at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock here at Mike Radio Show. And, of course, you're watching Mike Live. And I've been talking about mental illnesses, demons, and devils. And I am I'm trying to separate the difference between people who are seeking attention versus those who are suffering from real mental illnesses or some type of brain disorder or some type of demonic possession. And I think at the end of the day, it's all come from the devil, but there's different degrees. And so I try to speak a spiritual language and a public voice language of those who are not spiritual, not into Christ and the anointing, still have some seat at the table. And so this team I'm putting together, Kershaw Riley, President Crystal, Poetic Praise, I think I have a therapist, or people are calling me. They want to be part of this I'm Initiative mental illness team that I'm going to connect with Reverend Sharif Bug, Pastor Teresa Nance, and many of you who already got these organizations to try to halt suicide. Now, the name of this show today is Equipping the Saints. And I wanted to read one scripture to you. Now, I was going to Mark chapter 5, but that doesn't, I don't feel the Lord is leading me. I just did a whole show on the Mark chapter 5 where Jesus Christ cast the devils out of people. Kershaw was just on, Pastor. I sent her the link. Yes. Thank you. Kershaw's on too, President Kershaw. You're both on. And these people that God are sending me in this hour, mosquito, in this hour, in this day, is amazing to me. Because, guys, I know so many more people than you know, Pastor Mike. If you trust me, I'll send you the right team. And all I'm asking God is to send me my 7% who's supposed to join with me. And one of the chapters in my book also is to pursue the 7%. Don't chase the 93%. Pursue the 7%. Don't chase the 93%. And I talk about building your core leadership group that can take you to reach billions. And I'll talk about wealth. Of course, the greatest wealth, of course, is your health. But I'm showing you that the problem with our local church is we're not taking time out to train and equip our 7% because you're so busy trying to build a mega church, or build a large ministry so we can prove to our fellow pastors that we got it going on and our anointing is heavier or deeper. And of course, you do that dumb stuff when you're 20 years old. When you get to be past 35 and 40, your whole mind's changed. And you start thinking about family and future and your community and looking at where you live and how things are supposed to be. And, you know, it really amazes me how the church have been tricked, bamboozled by the Sunday morning model as if that's the highlight model and there's no other models. I'm going to prove to you that the Sunday morning model ministry is not enough because everybody that committed suicide was not inside of a church building. They were in a hotel room. They were top of a bridge. Someone's on top of a four-floor building. And we need janitors who are there cleaning up, seeing it happen. We need people who work at jobs to stop some. See, we, the church, we're like always late. We real spiritual after a death. I'm sick of prayer meetings after the death. I'm sick of bottles and T-shirts and moments of silence. I'm saying, where all the stuff before someone dies? Where is the proactive movement for people who are suffering mentally? Where are those that show up and stop the actual execution that they're about to perform on themselves? So I gave you four suicides, especially three of them, which is the lady who jumped off the bridge in New York. And of course, you have, of course, Katie Spade. And also you have this news reporter, Cook, who killed themselves. These all guys, and from the outside, they seem normal. They're making money. They got riches. They got a nice, beautiful family. They got kids. And you see them smiling. Something is definitely wrong. And we have to understand we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And keep in mind, this portion of scripture in Ephesians finds itself at the end of the family teaching. God deals with the husband and wife, and then he starts talking about being submissive to your boss and, of course, your workspace. And then it closes out with, of course, wrestling. After you dealt with that whole thing of husband and wife and family. And so I'm looking at this thing that Satan wants to destroy the family model. And they told me that Katie Spade, who took her life, she was probably worn out because she wanted to save her marriage, but the husband didn't want it. They was living in two separate apartments. And of course, when she found he wanted a divorce, she just said, well, I don't want to live no more. So hopelessness stepped in someplace. And of course, her sister said she was trying to get her to get help. But Katie never wanted to take time to get help because she felt if she admitted she had a mental problem or she wanted to hurt herself, that would mess up her brand of selling her pocketbooks. I told you there's a type of riches that's perverted and twisted. And I think we confuse wealth with money and riches because I know a whole lot of people that have money and riches, but they're broke in the sense of wealth. I could be broke in my pocket, but the wealthiest person in my head because my perspective of life is much more different. See, I go through tough times and tough periods when people say they're going to support you and help you and don't help you. They give you broken promises. They don't support you. And they look at you like something wrong with you. And you wonder to yourself, God, can people be that cold? Yes, they can be. But it doesn't give me the right to take my life because things are not going my way or not going the way that I feel. But you trust God to reroute and take you a different direction. I was coming from my AI 237 site trying to make it to work on time the other day at 8:15, and there was some type of accident or some ambulance thing up front. And the spirit guy says, I go another way. You just turn around and head someplace else. You're not hopeless. There are other options. Don't think that's the only way. And I turned around. Of course, I put on Waze. And Waze took me another way to my job. And I got there right on the dot, 8:15. And God taught me something. The way you want to go may not be the way that God wants to lead you. So follow God. Turn around and go another direction. Okay. You thought that marriage was going to work. It didn't work the way you wanted. You fell apart. Start another one. And to God, that's the first time you get married. You thought you're going to be in the job for 5 years, but you only got there 1 year and they fired you. So what? Find another one. We put so much hope and so much stuff on physical stuff that sometimes stuff don't come out the way we like it or want it. And I share some of these things in my book, and I keep trying to tell people, you got to buy the book because it shows you in a non-religious way that there are other options instead of taking your life. And I know some people try to find justification in doing it. And some of the stuff I agree with what people say, but some stuff I don't try to honor people who commit suicide. I think we give them too much honor. That becomes like a martyr. You know, well, you know, she committed suicide, but she was a good woman, good man. Yes, she was, but correct the measure. Say, no, that's not the right way to do that. That's a punk way out. I'm not justifying that. No, I'm not. You're not going to get that from me. I'm not going to talk about all the good things you did. So other folks can say, well, they got all that attention by committing suicide. Maybe I ought to do the same thing. See, when that is your thinking, something wrong, man. Something is definitely wrong. And so I'm really allowing God's wisdom to come through me. Lakia said, I trust him so much. Amen. And Kershaw says, allowing the enemy to use us to attack and compare to each other, missing the real assignment God has created for us. Amen. You got that right, Kershaw. And so I also realized this for people who suffer mental illness and who deal with this whole thing of suicide. Every case is different, and it's very difficult to be rigid in your categorization. But you can come up with different categories. Just don't be so rigid that they can cross over. And there's many factors that almost creates this false scenario that it's okay to take your life, and it's not. My thing is, are you thinking about your children? Who's covering them? What made you stop committing suicide because you thought about your kids? I heard that testimony from one of my spiritual daughters, and if she wanted to share it, she could. She says she thought about it one time, but then she thought, no, if I did that, what about these kids? And that helped to live another day. But we should be so trained in the church. And yeah, this is where I get in trouble at. We have been trained for sermons, trained for anniversaries, trained for church choirs, trained to know the church shout right when they start doing the step. Maybe some folks start to do the dance on their knees. We're just so equipped for so many things, which I think is cool. It has a little entertainment to it, a little laugh, a little encouraging. But what we're not equipped for is how to be the minister that will stop someone from killing themselves or rescue someone. Now, I mentioned four of the incidents that happened in the last 90 days that was pretty sad. Lady jumps off the floor with her child in her hand, trying to strike back at her husband, keep her husband from taking her daughter or child from her. So she kills both her and herself, kills the child and herself. They go hurting the child. Ain't got nothing to do with it. Hurt the child. Of course, a lady that climbs the top of the bridge in Patterson jumps off while folks taking pictures and video clips, and no one's tackling her. There's like a good 5-year-old out there. Everyone should have grabbed her and held her and don't listen to her. The third one is Katie Spade, who was a billionaire, had all the riches of the world, but she was broke in wealth. And so her sister says she was suffering mentally to help, but she never went and got it because she's so busy trying to hold on to her brand and not hold on to her mind. And of course, she saw Robin Williams commit suicide, so she thinks that triggered her to have a plan to do it. And of course, the fourth one lately, of course, is the news reporter. And the guy who interviewed Barack Obama looked okay on the outside, but inside, he was finding some justifiable reason why to go to a hotel room and hang yourself with some type of a hanging garment or a plastic bag, whatever it is. There's no justification to it. And my thing is, is the church training people how to recognize the signs or be very discerning about the gifts of the Spirit and know when you see depression or seeing someone go through? And I've seen people who look a little bit down and out, and I walk up and say, you okay? And some of them would say, okay. And I was ministering to a person the other day, and I can tell they had been through a rough time in their life, and it looked like they was going to work, but I can tell that they needed someone just to talk to. And as they was talking, they was welling up and crying when it was talking, and God said, you're giving this guy therapy. And guess what? I wasn't even saying anything. I was just being there, and the person got stuff off their chest that was piling up. And he said, okay, thank you, Master. You really helped me out. I said, okay. I didn't do anything but sat there. Sometimes the presence of just being there is sometime enough. Someone's going through, you say, I'm going to sit here with you. I'm just going to sit with you for a little bit. Let's drink and talk a little bit. I think sometimes we're just too busy. We got too much to do, and we got to create a culture where we get someplace and stop the next suicide or stop the next death. And I'm sick of the Johnny Come Latelys. I'm sick of the spirituality after the death. I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. And of course, we're going to go from bridge to bridge and pray. And I really honor some of my spiritual daughters doing that. Shut the portals down. My thing, why don't we shut the portals down before it happened? I keep warning church folk. And Krista knows this. Kershaw knows this. Maria Ren knows this. I told you, we got to put prayer warriors in front of every school building. Put prayer warriors in front of your house. Shut the enemy down before he comes. Make it a habit to get out in front of your house or your apartment or your school building and talk to it. And tell your house what to do. This is for you, Maria, Maria. Get out in the front and spend 10 minutes telling the devil, can't come here, can't take this. I drove around my house like hundreds of times when I was on Durham Avenue, asking God to protect it and transit me the way he wants to. And God has blessed me greater. That's what God did for me. So we have to get up. We have to get in front of the issue, not get behind the issue. All right. We need to be like the three boys who tackled the man and saved them from committing suicide. You got that right, Crystal. And that's my point. But you know what? Our church system is not set up or it's not conducive to today's societal ills. We don't have an update to our software. We're using the old software for a new societal problem. And so we think we can just sit behind the church and sing songs and cry all night and God's just going to freeze stuff. Come to realize that's not the only model. We got to get the team together and we got to do what Ephesians chapter 4 says. Let me read this to you. I've been talking this whole afternoon and I want to read to you Ephesians chapter 4. And this is out the, I'll read it. 4 verse 11 says this. Christ chose some of us to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, so that his people will learn to serve or will be equipped and know the work of the ministry, and the body will be edified. And that's Ephesians 4, verse 11. I read it out of a different translation. But I realized, Kersha and Maria, that a lot of, that's right, Maria, speak to your house. That's right. Do it, girl. Do it. I'm proud of you. She got her Bible. Speak that word to your house. I realized that a lot of what we have in our church services or in our church membership are really equipped to sit in pews and know when to cheer the pastor on when he's at the apex of his message and everybody screams and shouts. And then we open the doors of the church and folks walk up to the front of the building and they did the same thing last Sunday and the Sunday before that 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 and the Sunday before that. And the Sunday, sometimes I see people and people tell me, I said, sit down. Why you keep coming up here? What's the purpose? And you find out they're struggling with an addiction or they're going through. It's not salvation. It's deliverance. They need a therapist. They might need medication. They might need professional counsel that went through a college and got a degree and that can attack some of the areas where us as apostles and prophets are not gifted at. We have this this thing that we think that pastors are the Superman and solve all the issues. What makes a man a Superman is able to gather a super team. So if you're really Superman, you gather the Justice League of America. You gather other players to the table because no matter how strong Superman is, he got a weakness called kryptonite. So I don't know why folks feel because you're good at preaching or good at slapping folks with oil, you're the tell all in all. Dumb, super dumb. That's why I've created this thing called M318. Brenda Taylor says this. Yes, Pastor, true. Want genuine, sincere, equipped for it. Mind so touchy. Just do not want to hurt persons more what we say or do, or just be there for a hug, a smile. That's good, BT. I'll get a little smile for that. All right. Get renewed, refreshed to heal. There is hope for me. Us, everyone, we are special, unique people. Take authority, command life, strong mind, happiness itself. Amen. Thank you, BT. Thank you, Brenda Taylor. Thank you, Maria. Maria, hello. Thank you, Monty Grace. Listen, I need all of you today to go to my Cash App and sow a seed today as I pray for you as we continue to get this thing ready for my book that's coming out, 177 Laws of Might. And I'm talking today about equipping and training the saints so that we can stop the next killing. We can shut the devil down. You know, it's funny. I was sitting next to Laquan McCrae's mom, and she was sharing some testimonies with me. And I met this other brother that's believing God for his healing. And I took him in a hallway, and I ministered Christ to them. And I told them about my Mike 120 drink. And I'm praying for them that God gives them their breakthrough. But the day I ministered to a gathering, I told you, Mastering the Gathering. And I was invited to speak at the memorial service. And I thank God for Melissa Moore and the Moore family invited me in. And I spoke a powerful word about Stacy, him being, of course, a team sports guy. He loved the Cowboys. He is the Matrix, the firstborn son of his family. I talked about he's a fat her, father, the fat around the hers, and protect the two. We had a good time. And I really want to talk about raising up people that's able to stop the next killing, not someone who shows up after it. And there's one story I want to talk about above the other four. I gave you the four deaths. I gave you the children who are affected by the deaths. The first mother, of course, kills her child, jumping off with the child. And the other three are affected because they no longer have their mom or their dad. And it does affect the child at some level. Of course, folks will step in. People will step in, others step out, but it's nothing like the original. I'm telling you, man, when the original is in its place, in its spot, and they're operating like they're supposed to, no one can touch them. But when someone steps out, God got a substitute. Someone else will step in and can do a job. But there's another story, and this goes what I'm going to be talking about this week. This Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, I'll be preaching at Pastor Melina's church for her 25th year anniversary. And she asked me right in the middle, and said, listen, I need you to come. Your wife came last Sunday. I want you to come this Sunday. And I'll be there this Sunday at 8 o'clock a.m. to minister at her church, while Pastor Sharon will be ministering at my fellowship church at 9:30. Don't miss it. Two dynamic speakers. I had Elder Lisa last week, and this week, of course, is Pastor Sharon Huntley Houston. And you don't miss this woman of God. I know she got a word, just like Elder Lisa do. And I'm watching my spiritual daughters and spiritual sons execute ministry. Also, shout out to Reverend Marcus for his tricky trade, which was quite successful. Had close to 300 people in the house, and he let his light shine. We had church at the tricky trade. Well, you know the story about the brother from Nigeria who saw the 4-year-old toddler dangling from the fourth floor, and him and a bunch of people at the bottom floor was trying to climb up to get to the kid. This brother climbed up within 40 seconds, leaving the other folks down at the bottom. And he was able to get up there when others could not. And I said, oh, my God, this guy is trained and equipped. And I'm trying to figure out, how was he able to do this? How was he able? Because before the incident came, before the trouble came, he was already equipped. Now, this is very important to understand this point, because I don't have long to go on this show. He was already equipped. Now, what I mean by he was already equipped, that means that before he saw the 4-year-old dangling off the fourth floor of the balcony, if you look at his body, he had a lot of muscles. You see a confidence in him. And as they were interviewing him, he said, what made him do that? He said, well, I like children, and I see the child dang. I wouldn't want to hurt a child. I was on my way to a sporting event, and I decided to climb the four balconies. Now he would not have tried to do it unless he thought he could do it. Now, there were other people at the bottom floor that attempted to do what he did. He left them all behind. This brother knew how to use his equipment. And I think in our church circles, we're not showing people the equipment they already have inside of them and how to maximize it and get them to the level where that equipping turns into their training. And they take the equipment and train themselves. And then that training themselves, it becomes their personal skill set. And then that skill set turns into their ministry, and they're able to stop the next killing or the next this or the next that. True salvation is to stop it before it finalizes. When Jesus showed up and cast the demons out the man in Mark chapter 5, he didn't show up after the man was dead. He showed up while the man was dealing with stuff. He showed up ahead of time. So I'm here to let you know, part of the true ministry is how many people you have equipped that will go outside the four-wall church and go into your community circle, go into the gatherings, master the gatherings, and go in and rescue and help and deliver somebody. That is so key. That is so key. And I'm telling you right now, man, I'm telling you, I am not going to be that pastor that sits around and brags about I pastored church for 40 years and all I did was pastor that building. While the other people never tapped into their calling and never tapped in to what they was called to do. It's a sad indictment I'm the local church that our success in life is everybody comes to a building on a Sunday morning, scream, hollers, and shout, while the majority of your ministers and ministers on staff are sitting around waiting for a Sunday morning to preach and shout and scream and say the same thing for the last week. Instead of saying, I need to take my equipment and turn it into my own personal skill set and go out and save someone's life before they take their life. My question is, these four individuals that killed themselves, did someone get to them? Or a lot of them were sitting around being yes men and yes women just because they get a lot of money. You didn't step to them. There are times I see people and I know they need Christ, and I just start talking about the gospel. I just talking about how you doing, how's the family. Let me pray for you. I have not met a person yet that turned me down for prayer. I'm serious. I've been in this for 38 years. I think one time I had an incident. I went to a hospital to pray for a man who didn't want me to pray for him, and when I got ready to pray for him, he ran out the room, got up out the bed and ran. And his mother was, I don't care what he do, he still need prayer. And of course, he was practicing an alternate lifestyle. I was trying to bring correction. He didn't want to hear it. And of course, he died the next day. And I'm not saying he avoided my prayer that caused the death, but he sure wasn't embracing it. So I can remember one incident out of 38 years where people turned down prayer. I have stopped the death of many people. I'm not bragging. I'm teaching you. I'm the guy that climbs the four-story building to the balcony to save people's lives. And I'm not afraid to say, God, I'm equipped for this hour. I'm ready to step in when others step out. That's how I see my life, as this hero, as someone that's able to go do stuff that other folks refuse to do. I'm trying to tell you, man, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm not afraid to say it, but I'm here to let you know that our church services really need an update. We need a serious social media update. We need our stuff updated to a point that we do church totally different than what we've been doing the last 20 or 30 years. Now, of course, every senior pastor wants their high time in the week. You want to be able to get your sermon off and show folks you preach the hoop and holler and you scream. And I understand that. But as times and cultures and climates and customs readjust, you have to readjust your strategies and your methodologies. That's why on June 24th, I have in church at Dave and Buster's. I'm going after Dave and Buster's. And it's funny, as I move towards these new ministries, the enemy likes to attack my finances. He don't want people to support me because I'm breaking out in different areas and different ways. And I realize this, a lot of people like the old way, the old system. Well, I'm the different type of guy. I'm that radical one that would dare push the envelope and play it on the cutting edge. And some folks don't understand your ministry call, and that's okay, because you're not for everybody. There's a 7% in Patterson. There's a 7% in New Jersey. There's a 7% in the 49 states. There's a 7% in the global market that loves Pastor Mike. I've been already given an invitation to go outside the country and go to another place in Ugandia and come to a five-night revival in Ugandia, because folks are watching my broadcast. And that's my first time being asked to go to the internet. Well, really the fourth time, but this is the first time I'm really considering it, because I believe we have to go someplace, and they want people there who are equipped for the hour. I'm into releasing ministries throughout the whole week and not just a Sunday morning experience. This morning I just left the Patterson Police Department, and thank God for Chief Troy and Speziel and Murray and Brother Prince and many Pastor Boyer, many faith-based organizations are putting together a faith-based movement to work along with law enforcement. And our numbers are down in Patterson for shootings, 30%. And though every once in a while one gets in, we've been doing a great job. Now, I got to begin to close. Now, listen to me carefully. President Crystal, Keisha, on July 29th, I'm having a special birthday party called the 55-55. 55 people who bring a $55 seed, you'll be invited to my AI 237 site, where there's a pool, there's going to be a barbecue, you can play pool, watch TV. It's a beautiful place. Everybody can't come. So the first 55 people that say, me, Duffy, I'm coming to your party, July 29th, 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock, swimming, barbecue, and I have to get everybody checked in. So the first 55 people that set aside $55, you can go on my Cash App and say, I'm this 55 is for the birthday party, and I write your name down. You have to be at least 17 years old. And this goes for everyone except for my immediate McDuffie family, which is my brother Ronald, Derek, and Jay. The whole family can come, no matter the age. But I'm telling you, the rest of you, get now. Order now, because this is not for everybody. It's going for $55.55, and the spots will go quick. So once I invite the police department and my other people, it's going to be at a high time in Weehawken, New Jersey. So if you want to come to my party, go to my Cash App and set aside a $55 seat and say, McDuffie, I'm coming to your party July 29th at 3 o'clock. And bring your swim trunks, bring your pool sticks. It's going to be a great time. And I'm giving it out to everybody. Now, if you sit around and wait, and when I finally get the pieces all together and you can't come, don't get mad. I'm warning you ahead of time. Thank you, Gloria Monroe. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you. Oh, Pastor Shannon McKinney, my daughter. I got to close out. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching my live. Thank you for, of course, my support my book. Let's move now. Thank you. God bless you. Talk to you next Saturday.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.